say you admitted these writings were yours. Will you tell us now, do you persist in what you have written here, or are you prepared to retract these writings and the beliefs they contain?
I ask pardon if I lack the manners that befit this court. I was not brought up in king's palaces, but in the seclusion of a cloister. I am asked to retract these writings, but they are of different kinds. In some I discuss faith and good works. If I were to retract these, I should be denying accepted Christian truths. In others, I attack popery and assail men who have afflicted the Christian world and ruined the bodies and souls of other men. If I were to retract those, I should be like a cloak that covers evil. Most serene emperor, illustrious princes, noble lords, I am only a man and not God. But I must defend myself as did Jesus Christ when he said, as I say now, if I have spoken evil, bear witness against me.
Martin Luther, you have not yet answered the question. Give us a simple answer. Will you recant, or will you not?
You ask for a simple answer. Here it is. Unless you can convince me by scripture, and not by popes or councils who have often contradicted each other, unless I am so convinced that I am wrong, I am bound to my beliefs by the texts of the Bible. My conscience is captive to the Word of God. To go against conscience is neither right nor safe. Therefore, I cannot and I will not recant. Here I stand. I can do no other. God help me. Amen.
That's where Lutheranism has been. Standing before the world willing to give the good confession to conserve the gospel. Concordia Historical Institute exists to help us remember that, as well as the life of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. We have in studio today with me Pastor Daniel Harmelick of CHI, as well as a couple of special guests to talk about, well, that, I think, and then an upcoming exhibit, which is pretty cool.
Good morning, Jonathan.
Good morning.
It's fantastic to be here with you, and hopefully the listeners remember that scene of the old Luther movie, the classic Luther movie, where he says, I'm held captive by the Word of God. So we're going to talk about it this morning and how CHI can help us better understand that. I want to introduce to us our crack expert museum team of Becky Wells and Laura Mars. They're here to help talk about the preparation that's gone into this exhibit that's opening this coming, not this coming, but next week, Saturday the 18th, from 10 o'clock to 4 o'clock at CHI on the campus of Concordia Seminary in St. Louis.
Excellent. Welcome, ladies.
Thank you.
And he says you're going to take it from here, so.
Well, there's so many things that you can do to remember the Reformation, and that's where our team started early this fall, and we had to decide where we were going with this, what direction. We knew we wanted to focus on our extensive Reformation coin and medals collection, as well as many of our rare books. So we looked at that, and we went with what our exhibit is called, Pressed into Service by the Word of God. And, excuse me, we have the coin press and the printing press have shown the gospel for 500 years since Luther rediscovered that.
And we're gonna get a, and you're gonna, the exhibit is gonna show that off, right? You're gonna literally have in front of you what the printing press, what the coin press were able to do hundreds of years ago.
Exactly. Yeah? Exactly. We have everything from coins from what, Dr. Hermeling, what is our oldest coin that we're going to be exhibiting?
It's like 1546, so it's kind of old.
It's just barely older than Dr. Hermeling. Yeah.
Right. So. Right. And we've had someone from the Concordia Seminary Library, Lyle
Buettner,
was in charge of looking through our rare books and deciding what's going to be in it. So we've had wonderful experts, you know, working through this. It's been a wonderful experience. It's going to be something that everyone will be able to learn from. We hope to reach many people. Even, you know, we have the wonderful thing about CHI is that we try to use our artifacts that might bring in people that aren't part of the church as well. So we might have someone that is just interested in coins and metals,
sure. Yeah.
That might come in and can learn the gospel from our exhibit. And that's what we really like to do with our exhibits, to share the gospel as well to those might not be in our church.
A lot of these pieces, you know, they were usually protected and they're not in display cabinets. So when it comes to the coins and metals, these 16th century books, they're not on display. I mean, it's not good for the books to be on display all the time. So this is a rare opportunity to see these things that go back to the time of the Reformation all in one exhibit.
Right, because the books that, you know, the paper just doesn't last. The acid gets into it and the air starts to pull it apart. And so they're very, very fragile. I imagine they're still going to be behind glass. I won't get to page through one of
these.
Yeah,
it's not a hands-on exhibit in that sense.
So. And actually, light really affects the paper as well. For example, we have... we also have, if you're not aware, the lower level of the International Center here has an exhibit space. And one of the items that we have in our Luther room there is a 1492, I believe, indulgence.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
So, and that was on display, but now it is a reproduction of it because that just can't be on display. And we will have a reproduction of that as well at our main, in this exhibit at CHI. And with that, I will take that moment that we will be also adding this spring some new additions to the Luther Room here at the International Center, as well as in the lobby, some other display cases. So visiting here as well as CHI will
be beneficial.
Is that
what they were putting tape out there? I saw them putting tape out there the other day. They were measuring stuff.
I'm not sure.
It's still secret, so we can't talk about it.
Don't tell anybody. Laura, we haven't heard from you.
Right. I was just going to say that I'm excited about the banners that will be accompanying all of the coins and medals, because if you're not familiar with the Reformation story at all, we'll be telling that through the text of the museum. And you'll be able to see the coins and medals not only in front of you, but they're going to be amplified on the banners as well, so that you can read through that story. And as Becky said, if you're not familiar with the story, if you're in for the love of the coins and the medals or the rare books, then you'll also be able to glean from the text how these coins and medals played a part in history.
Right. So I'll tell you really what's going on.
So from the beginning, we really didn't want to have the takeaway from this exhibit be, wow, that's a bunch of cool old stuff. But it's like Becky talked about, what do those point to, right? So the printing press and the coin press were used in service of the gospel. So we want to focus on not only these artifacts, but the people that God pressed into service, and he did that through his word. So the takeaway from the video clip that we just heard is that Martin Luther didn't cook up the Reformation.
Right, right.
I'm being held captive by the word of God. So not only Luther, but others in the Reformation, people in the history of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, people today continue to be bound to the scriptures. And so this pressed into service, you know, it's kind of, okay, I understand how that connects with the printing press or the coin press, but it's Christians who their whole world is turned upside down when Christ and the gospel gets a hold of them.
Right, right. The Christian faith is a matter of conviction, right? And conviction attacks the heart and the conscience in both a painful and good way. But once you're set free by that forgiveness, it's pretty hard to go back to the slop that the world has to offer in its place. So with just about 2 minutes left here, more about the museum, maybe the website where people can find information about the time. Again, I know we say the time every time we talk about it, but it's hard to keep that in your head. So someplace somebody can go look to find more. Phone number to call?
Go ahead.
The phone number would be 314-505-7900. And the website is ConcordiaHistoricalInstitute.org.
Okay. And I've got this beautiful, I wish this was a way to like to put this thing on the radio so people could see it, these beautiful printouts. Maybe I'll try to get a picture of one of these taken and posted with this on online when we put this up online later. But can you tell me about what this is? There's quite a few different pieces here.
Sure. So for each of the 11...
these are the banners.
These are the banners.
Oh, wow.
I mean, they're like 5-6 feet high, right? So,
yeah.
So these will be basically like huge posters telling... bit by bit, you know, a step by step, we walk through how the Word of God pressed people into service from the 16th century till now. So we have a number of these display cases, and each one kind of talks about how, what does the Word of God press us into service to actually do, right? So acts of mercy, to stand for the truth, to... seek to have the freedom to live out our Christian lives as God would have us do. So each little case has a little kind of a mini theme. But the basic theme is that the Word of God comes and we say amen to it. And what does that mean in the Christian life? It means, you know, being faithful to the Word of God and letting Christ use us for the good of our neighbor.
You're listening to His Time on Worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news. Historically speaking, talking about a special exhibit opening next Saturday at Concordia Historical Institute. My guests, Pastor Dr. Daniel Harmelink, Laura Mars, and Becky Wells, employees at CHI. Thank you for being with us today.
See you on the 18th.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Tell you what, universe, our Lord's coming back. It may not be today, it may not be tomorrow, but either way, I look forward to waking up with you at the dawn.